Dude, you call every single time I'm texting somebody.
Well, you're always texting somebody, so the odds are pretty great on that.
I guess so. How's it going?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. Just trying to get out of here before I get trapped. It's snowing like a motherfucker.
Oh, yeah. Same here.
It snowing there?
Yeah, it's been snowing here pretty much all afternoon. The fluffy stuff, so it doesn't look like too much is accumulating, but yeah, still annoying.
I think that's the same.
Yeah. So
What's going on?
you're telling me that I sent you lab grown and then you sold natural? Come on. Every time I send you natural, you say they went to lab.
Well, she had natural stuff. It's just, she's like, oh, I don't know, what's the deal with this? And I'm like, all right, well, I'll get some in to show you just in case. And then, God, it worked out way better that she did natural because I could take all her shit and trade and, charge her this and
Well,
end up.
why didn't you get natural studs for me then?
What? Hello?
Natural diamonds, I'm saying. Why didn't you get natural studs for me?
I already had a pair here that I own.
Oh, I
So I
gotcha.
tried. I wanted to sell those, obviously, so I showed her. What is this? I showed her those. She brought all her shit in, and then I wanted to get the labs just to show her. And hoping that she didn't get them, but so many people right now are like, oh, you mean I don't have to spend $10,000? So, she's my age, though, and they still think that labs are plastic, non-diamonds, so
Yeah.
I'm not going to argue with her. And it made for,
Well,
I made
that's
$200. So
a better sale for you anyway.
that's just kind of jewelry, on top of that, with diamonds and all kinds of shit. There's just such a fine line on trading, because I don't like stealing shit from people. But you also gotta, you're holding like four aces.
Right.
Because the gold, you're just saying, well, it's worth this in gold because I don't really need the other shit and all that stuff. So there's no value almost in what they're trading.
Yeah, right.
And so, and then you go, well, on these earrings would be, I was low for carat 90s at 8,500 for the pair. It'd probably be a lot even more now in most places. But anyway, that's what happened.
I gotcha.
What else is going on? How are the cowgirls?
We'll see. Sunday night they play the Vikings.
Are they still in it?
If Dallas goes 4-0 and Philly goes 2-2, they win the division.
Here we go. Here we go. Yeah.
You know I'm pulling for straws when I'm, breaking
Yeah.
down records. Someone's got to go 500. They got to win them all.
Yeah, and then you got to get struck by lightning twice on a Tuesday.
Exactly.
Oh, well. Well, yeah, the Bengals have supposedly like 1% chance, I think, is what they're down to.
Have you
I
heard
mean,
the rumors about apparently Joe Burrow being very cryptic about his career?
he's being very what?
Cryptic about his career. Apparently he might be retiring sooner than what you might think.
I mean, yeah, we've heard it all. It's all over the radios every day all day. That's all they talk about. But I mean, who knows? He only gets one shot at life, and if he feels like he's done enough and doesn't need to deal with it anymore, He's not going to get $250 million, though, would he? I don't know if that's guaranteed, the whole thing. And if he did something like that, he'd probably get fucking shot if he was in Cincinnati on the streets.
Why? He's never won anything for you anyways.
No, I mean, he took us to a Super Bowl, though. We haven't been to a Super Bowl since 88, 98, yeah. 2008. You know, like 35, 36, 35 years.
Yeah, that's true.
Which is, you know, compared to some cities, that's better than about 20 other cities.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I don't know. Everybody's just hoping he's just having a spell. But, you know, who knows, you know. Who would have thought Andrew Luck was going to just say, I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't even want to try. I just don't want to deal with it. I got my whole life to play golf and play with my kids. And, yeah, there's a lot of that. He doesn't even have any of that. That's the scary part.
Yeah, right. I mean,
you know,
he doesn't even
have a wife or kids and all that. I mean, what the fuck is he worried about right now? So, if anything, it's more like, I want to get out of this town and go try and win a Super Bowl somewhere who doesn't have idiotic ownership before my window's closed, because now I'm 29 and I got like 5 years left.
Yeah, well,
you
it could, it could be his health, too. I read a stat that he's been sacked like over 200 times in his career.
What?
He's been sacked over 200 times.
Yeah, can you imagine getting hit by Derek 200 times? One time I'd be in intensive care for like 6 months.
Right. Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, I don't know how any of those guys stand up after a blindside hit. Oh, my God. Your body's not, like, tensed up for the hit, and you just get fucking cremated. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Man, that's brutal, brutal. Yeah, so I got surgery on fucking Wednesday. I'm going to be out like 2 or 3 days of the busiest fucking week of the year.
So it'll put you down a couple days?
I hope it's only a couple. It's more. Fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've done enough business, and I do enough all year round. It's not that big of a deal.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, money-wise. But, it's the whole rest of it, too.
Yeah, well, you got to take care of yourself, Artie.
Yeah, dude, I am who I am. It is what it is. What am I going to tell you? You know, not the ideal healthy human being, but yeah, I don't know. If I get lucky, hopefully they can fix what was. And the problem is they're never going away. I'm always going to have these. And there's only one way they can go, bigger and explode. So either way, all they're doing is trying to, like, keep them at bay almost, which...
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's fucked either way. Well, you know, I just like to see if I could see a grandkid or two, or at least this fucking year or two. I don't know.
Well, I'm sure keeping them at bay is, I mean, that's good news, you know.
Well,
I'm sure
I was
if
lucky
they're all
found them. A lot of these people are walking around with them that die. And they didn't even know they had them, which is why they died, because they just got so big without them knowing they'd exploded on them. So I at least have that minuscule thing going for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm thinking that I'm hoping maybe I can go, hey, can I get like an ultrasound like every 3 months, not like the last one that had been a year and a half, you know, since I had the last ultrasound. And, you know, I don't know how fast and shit these things can grow. I mean, maybe they can grow fucking huge in like a week or a day or fuck, I don't even know.
Yeah, well, I'm sure your doctors have more of the answers for you on that, you know.
What?
I'm sure your doctors probably have the answers for you on that, so
yeah,
they're not gonna let you go 3 years without, you know, checking them out.
Yeah, but I'm like, dude, I'm gonna do it like every 3 months, fuck 3 years. You know, I want to know if that's getting bigger. Period.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure after the surgery they'll be on top of it.
Yeah, hopefully. Means I'll never get to see the Bengals win a Super Bowl.
Oh, don't you worry, Artie. You could live to 200 and you'd never see the Bengals win a Super Bowl.
Yeah, well, that's fortunately, right? That really hurts, Tom. That hurts a lot. You know how to make a guy happy.
Hey, I'm in the same boat. I don't think the Cowboys are winning a Super Bowl anytime soon.
You believe? I mean, how long has it been since they won one?
1996, the 95 season. It was January of 96, so we're looking at 30 years.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, that's a long drought for America's team, that's for sure, isn't it?
Way too long. I mean, and then these poor Bills fans here in my office, I mean, same as Cincy, right? I mean, haven't been to a Super Bowl in 35 years, and they lost four in a row.
I mean, I just can't even comprehend being a fan of losing four in a row.
And
honestly,
them still being fans of the team.
Yeah, I mean, that's like severe punishment for any sports fan of the city.
Oh, absolutely.
But
that's
at least
why we're
they
fans.
Got there. Well, yeah, that's the life of a fan, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
What are you up to? You working, obviously? Why are you working?
Yeah, good question. Seems like the past hour or so there hasn't been a whole lot going on.
Yeah, that's why you had to call me, because you're bored.
I had to harass you.
Exactly. Do something, right? I'm just cleaning up, packing up, and getting the fuck out of here, hopefully. I think the kids are coming over for a little sleepover game night tonight, which will be good.
Well, that's good. Is Jake still living in Florida?
Yeah, I think he's driving towards this way on, like, Wednesday.
Oh, okay.
And she lives, like, 2 hours north of us still. He hasn't told anybody in our family yet, besides me and Tina, that they're pregnant, if I didn't tell you that.
Oh, really? Oh, no, you didn't tell me. Congrats.
Yeah, so she should be about.
Gee, well, you had told me that, I know that there was some complications potentially.
Yeah, she had to have her fallopian tubes removed totally, I think.
Oh, really? Oh, wow.
Their only option was in vitro, and they tried it once or twice. It didn't work, and it worked. And now she should be about 7 or 8 weeks, I think.
Oh, my gosh.
Which,
that's awesome,
you know,
Artie. Well, there you go. You're going to be a grandpa.
Yeah, hopefully if I...
Going to call you old man Philip Rivers.
Well, we were laughing. I'm like, well, what would you want to be called? I'm like, oh, fucking my kids' friends call me Artie. And I mean that. Like, 90% of them, there's... You know, if they say Mr. Fair, I turn around and, like, is my dad behind me? So, I'm not sure what Pina would be called, she thinks like TT.
Okay.
And I'm like, well, just maybe I'll just have him call him my
Papa Artie.
Well, or Superman.
Superman, I love it.
Hey, Superman. Hi, Superman. I love Superman.
Oh, that's funny.
It would be maybe like a, maybe Gramps, but, I mean, even, it's just Artie and any of those names does not, it just doesn't go together.
Why not?
Grandpa
Artie?
I'm smoking cigarettes around my friend's house and behind their backs. Jesus Christ, you know, it's like I was 12 years old. You know? So ridiculous, but that is Artie's world.
I love it, Artie.
Yeah, what are you watching this weekend then? How's your fantasy? Are you in the playoffs?
Yeah, I'm in the playoffs. I'm looking good in a couple leagues.
What do you win?
Not enough to cover all my sports book losses, so it doesn't matter. That's why I'm kind of depressed. It don't matter. Whatever.
Yeah, I'm like 50 bucks.
I'm in a drought of all droughts. It's just ridiculous. And I just keep going to the well. It ain't getting better.
Yeah, I had it down to like 680. I was down 1780. Came all the way back on the last game on Monday night to get to like 980, no payment. And then I got it to like, I won like two more 100 bets or something. Three of them like in a row. Again, it was only betting 100, which is never what I do usually. And then I lost one for 100 and then 200. So now I'm at like 1,035 or something.
Yeah,
so
I wish that
over
the
cap.
The past 2 weeks.
I need a guaranteed game win between us so that I can get under the cap and then decide if I want to bet anymore. Again, I haven't bet hardly.
Well, I'll send you my pick. Just go the opposite. You'll be doing just fine.
Yeah, so just let me know what you pick.
Just go the opposite, trust me.
Oh, and I will. My brother, he lives the same way. He, like, anything he ever did or gambled or whatever, he never won. I'm like, if I would have just bet against him my whole life, oh, my God, I'd be fucking filthy rich. You know? And that goes for, like, almost anybody, right? You know, it doesn't even have to be him. It could be me. It could be you. It could be...
Yeah, it's hard to go above 50%.
Well, and, you know, I literally am even or a little, or probably above by some decent amount almost, if I was not paying juice. I mean, if you bet 70 times in a football season and paid juice on all the losses, I mean, that's like, $3,000-$5,000 just in itself. You know, so you really, instead of losing $1,000 on the year, you technically should have fucking been up by like $3,000. That's where you get kind of fucked is, you know, you got to pay the juice every time. Well, all those $10, $20, $30 adds up over the course of 70 games to be like, fuck.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was $5,000 in extra shit I had to pay again when I lost.
Right.
Which, you know, that's how they end up winning. I get it. I don't know, but...
Yeah, I mean, those are the margins that Vegas wins on for sure.
So what are the games of the week?
So, yeah, I don't know. I mean, you know what, honestly, I haven't even done games already. I mean, yes, I pick games, you know, mixed in, but a lot of times, I mean, I'm doing a lot of these prop bets. And trying
yeah,
to say, okay, this guy for 200 plus, this guy, yeah, but there's always somebody that screws you over. I'm telling you, it's not, I mean, it's just as hard.
All right,
here we go. Let's put one together right now. There's a score, let's pick guys to score a touchdown. Who's scoring for Cincy this weekend?
Jamar.
Chase? Okay.
Yeah. Because Higgins is out, so it has to be Jamar.
Okay. Who else is scoring? Who's scoring
Chase
in Buffalo?
Brown.
Who's scoring in Buffalo, New England?
Well, you got to put Allen in there, right?
You would think.
I mean, the guy's all-time quarterback leading touchdown guy. He's Buffalo's leading touchdown guy. He's got about like 73 touchdowns.
Yeah, something like that.
After that, he hasn't had a fucking clue on Buffalo who scores because nobody's any good.
Right. So,
you know, Cook and Allen, you know, probably.
Who's scoring in Rams Lions?
Well, I don't know enough about these teams. You know, all I know is St. Brown and, oh, and then the Swift, right? The guy that's got, he had like 25 touchdowns last year. Him or Montgomery, and it's always him.
Yeah, Gibbs.
Gibbs, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then
So if you did, I mean, this is how Vegas knows at the end of the day. So if you had Josh Allen to score a touchdown, Jamar Chase to score a touchdown, Jameer Gibbs to score a touchdown, right? Those three guys.
Yeah.
You bet $100, you win $367. So it's not as lucrative as you think. and you need every one of them to score.
Yeah. Isn't it better odds if you're like picking Joe throws over 250? You know,
well,
Chase Brown has over 100 yards from scrimmage.
Right, exactly. Yeah, I mean,
you know, Jamar has over 100 yards receiving.
Exactly.
That's the ones you should do because those are – it's just as likely that he'll ever have over 100 yards than it is that he scores a touchdown. And it's actually more likely that he does that because he's got no one else to throw to this week besides him.
Mm-hmm.
So he's gonna throw to him 10 to 15 times.
Yeah.
The only catch is it's gonna be like literally 5 to 10 degrees and like 15 below with the wind chill tomorrow.
Well, wait, it's in Cincy or it's in Baltimore?
It's in Cincy. We're about to get crushed with an icy next 2 days.
Gotcha. So maybe it's gonna be more of a running game, though. No?
I guess. I don't know. I mean,
yeah, so if Jamar Chase goes for 100 receiving yards, you put up $100, you win 128. So it's slightly better than scoring a touchdown.
It's not worth even doing.
No, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, Vegas knows. These numbers aren't – they're not giving money away.
Well, that's why you got to pick, like –
you got to find the obscure guy. You got to find, like Gesicki goes for 80 yards.
You got to find – three tight ends. That's who you got to find. Three or four tight ends, and bet on all of them to get a TD in the game.
Mm-hmm.
Then you win like 100. Wins you probably like 1,700, 2,500.
Exactly. Yeah, more than that even.
Yeah, I don't think that's impossible.
No, that's not.
Especially because it's cold. And the tight ends start getting used more because they're just doing short throws because they're, you know, it's a tough weather game. And they get more action. You know, because you're just inching up the field the whole game. It's not like letting loose in September and
all that shit.
I'm about to get fucking stuck here. I got a feeling I got to get out of here. Well, it looks like the check went through because I just lost $30,000 in my bank account. So hopefully that was your check because otherwise I'm in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, I think it cleared on our end.
Give me a shout though.
What's the knockout down to?
With Cleveland and Tampa losing last week. It took the knockout poll, ours, down to 16 people.
Wow.
Tampa was a killer. And Cleveland.
Well, sure, it was the Saints, right? The Saints screw people again.
Oh, yeah. They've killed the whole knockout polls. Their three losses have probably cut and knocked out 70% of the knockout polls, or their three wins.
Yep.
And then the Jets over the Bengals. That was another one. Yeah, my buddy had, he was in it. He had Jacksonville and Miami left. I'm like, how did you not take Jacksonville at 9-4 or whatever? I don't care who they're playing. If you had that one great team left, and he was
who
like,
they,
yeah.
Who are they playing?
Oh, I'm not sure. They play Atlanta or somebody? Last week?
Yeah, I know. That's the problem.
Who did they
play? Last week they played Indy.
And Indy didn't have their fucking quarterback.
No, they did.
Did he?
He started, yeah.
No, he got hurt in the game. That was when he got hurt?
Yeah, that's when he got hurt. Yeah.
Man, that's a tough one, then.
Yeah, that's a tough one to pick. And Miami was on the road against the Jets. I guess you could maybe say Miami.
Yeah, I mean, Miami's a total shot in the dark.
Yeah, I mean, you would think Tampa home against New Orleans. See, New Orleans, they always will find a way to screw people over.
Well, now you got Carolina and New Orleans again, except it's at New Orleans, and a lot of people probably still have Carolina left.
There you go. There's my bet of the week, Artie. Carolina over New Orleans. No way they get swept by them.
Yeah.
They're going to run all over them in that dome.
And they have to win the game.
Tampa just lost on Thursday night. Yeah.
They play Tampa.
Carolina by more than a touchdown. I will take that one to the bank. So if you want to make money, you bet New Orleans to the house. It sounds scary, but I'm telling you that'll win because I'm betting Carolina this week for sure.
Well, and they played Tampa Bay twice in this last three games.
Yeah, Carolina's winning this week. That's my prediction.
All right.
So
I'll start there.
Bet the house on the Saints.
All right, buddy, I'm out of here.
All right, see ya.